Gary, 34-0, you must be happy with that.
Yeah, really pleased. You know, it's been a tough tough few weeks, but the girls, you know, come back, we prepped really well, and first half especially, we played the way we wanted to play, and yeah, 34-0 is a great result at the end of the day.
And you blooded quite a few new players, so I guess from your point of view as a coach, you're pleased to see a lot of these players coming on now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the experience they've gained, some of these youngsters this year has been invaluable, really. You know, they've been away in Ireland, they've played at Twickenham, they've beaten a good Italian side, and we'll go to Wales next week. So, you know, looking forward to World Cup next year when, you know, we've got the whole squad back in contention. It's going to be a pretty strong place to be.
And was that quite a tough decision for you to make at the beginning of this campaign?
Not really. Not when we looked at what it looked like and what was the really important things for this year. So, you know, and it wasn't a personal decision. It was taken from all of us in the union. We wanted to look at, you know, how we, you know, what was vital for the next 2 years, and the Sevens World Cup this year and the 15s World Cup in 2014 are key. We thought it'd be impossible, and we really wouldn't want to be slogging the players to perform every single week. And the girls are, you know, the Sevens girls are in training at Lensbury, and they've got China in a couple of weeks. And you know, it wouldn't have been fair, really, we're the only side that are in the World Series as a core team and playing in Six Nations. So we wouldn't have got through both. So really pleased. Those girls are doing really well. They qualified number one for the World Cup and got a good draw. They got a great run out in Houston, and you know, and if we beat Wales next week, we'll come out second in the championship with a lot more players who have had great experience and sitting pretty for next year.
And National Women's Day yesterday, the state of women's rugby in this country is a pretty healthy state, isn't it?
Yeah, very healthy. Not just this. I think what it showed this tournament is that, you know, it's grown everywhere. There's the acclaim of Edinburgh Island, you know, they've got a cracking side there, and the in France with the World Cup there next year as well, there's been great support, and the Italian Federation put a lot into them, and you know, and I think that it's just grown generally across the world, and with the Sevens as well as added to that with the World Cup and also Olympics in Rio. So generally across the world, it's in a really good place.
And with the players that you pulled out for the Sevens to focus on that, how are they looking at the moment?
Yeah, they're looking great, they're looking very fit. Saw them training down on the track the other day, and they're a very fit athletic bunch, and you know, and they're in a good place, and they've had lots of training time together now, which hopefully we'll see the fruition, and I think by the time June comes around, we're going to have a hell of a squad of those girls as well, and the exciting bit for me is, you know, hopefully they're going to do well in the World Cup, and I'll get them back on June the 29th, I think, is a date, not that I'm counting.
No.
So, and then, you know, we'll have a year with everybody looking forward to the 15s World Cup then. So, they're in a really good place.